Well, there we have it, folks. The first presidential debate is in the books. How exciting. I got to be honest, I'm completely shocked. Just completely shocked that Joe Biden didn't take a nap on stage. What a performance. I think he exceeded expectations, dude. He exceeded my expectations. I literally thought he was going to go up there, take a nap, and then just say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, and then do a mic drop. That's what I thought. But he was killing it, dude. He was able to put sentences together. He was saying words. So it's like, bro, the fact that he was able to actually put sentences together and be coherent, I was just surprised. I literally thought he was going to go up there and make zero sense. We need, for this country, we need to make sure that Obama and Amtrak. I thought he was going to do that. I was scared that he would think it was 2008 again and he was debating Sarah Palin. He would just go up on stage and be like, guys, okay, I don't think the governor of Alaska is going to know what to do because they're all the way up north. So how about we knock some sense into ourselves and vote for a white man instead of this woman? So yeah, it was, it was a train wreck. But dude, debates, of course they are. That's the hackiest shit to say, honestly. Every time a debate happens, people are like, oh man, America should be embarrassed right now. Should we be? Really, though? Should we? I mean, debates have been going on like this for the past 50 years. They're all cringy. You're not saying anything new. Both candidates are terrible. We should both be ashamed. You're saying the same thing everyone else is saying. So just shut the fuck up. I love the debates, dude. I love them. I watch every single one from the beginning to the end. It's all entertainment. It's very, very entertaining to watch two old guys scream over each other. You know? There was a moment in time where you had the moderator bringing up race, and so you basically had two 70-year-old white guys and a fucking, 50-year-old white dude talking about what's good about race in this country, what we need to do to be more progressive in terms of race. And that moment is what the debates are all about. Just people who have no authority on speaking about really anything they're talking about, just talking out their ass. And it's really, really entertaining. Bro, Trump had a great line. He was like, I did more in 46 months than you did in 46 years, Biden. Oh, mic drop moment. What a fucking line. Right? He said 46 twice. That's how you get them, repetition, rhyming. If I'm the president, I'm going to be the best. I'll clean up your god-awful mess. If someone said that, they would have been elected immediately. And I love how CNN tried to act unbiased when they were clearly biased toward Joe, dude. Just so obviously biased toward Joe, Because in terms of interrupting each other, I mean, Trump was obviously the most heinous, right? But Joe was doing the same thing. But anytime Joe was interrupting, it would basically go like this. Joe Biden would talk, and then Trump would speak, and that's supposed to be it because they each got a turn. Then Biden would interrupt, and then Trump would try to interrupt Biden's interruption, and the moderator would be like, okay, that's enough. No interruptions, please. That's inappropriate. But he would only do that when Trump interrupted. So, it was clearly very biased, but yeah, Trump was just fucking talking the whole time. Which is, honestly, for him, that's the best strategy that he can do. What is he going to be polite all of a sudden? He's going to follow the rules? People were like, oh, that's very unpresidential of him to just be interrupting. That's how he got elected president. That's the new definition of what a president is. You have to have a personality. It's not about being the most refined guy anymore. That's just not how it goes. You have to be like, you kind of have to be like savvy with and like cool. That's the way it is, man. So Trump, yeah, I mean, like, he's not going to, you know, if he did the tactic of just trying to debate Biden just on like the facts, you think that's a winning strategy for him? No, he's just going to interrupt him the whole time. He's going to bully him. And that's what his supporters love. So he's going to keep doing that. Why not? There's a portion of the population Trump knows that he cannot win over. There's just, no matter what happens, Trump isn't going to win over a vast majority of the population. So you might as well just make your people love you even more. You know? So yeah, Biden was just... he was putting sentences together and shit. I tweeted about this. I was like, the two of them with their old white wrinkly heads, because there was like a split screen, it looked like Larry King's testicles on screen. Like, if you flip the image upside down, it looked like Larry King's nutsack. A little bit of hair at the bottom. I mean, that's just how it is, man. So, I don't know. I mean, I actually think the debates in terms of like who actually benefited the most, I think Biden did, just because a lot of people, including me, thought that he would go up and spew nonsense. And I think a lot of people were really worried about how sharp he was and, you know, if he was like senile. 'Cause that was a legitimate concern with me, just because I would just see him speak, and even small increments, he would fuck up. So I was like, if it's a continuous hour, he's going to just not make any sense. And I'm not saying Biden was sharp by any means. There were times where I was like, I don't know where the fuck he's going with this. You know, we all have those moments where, like, in the middle of talking, we just kind of pause and everyone can tell that you've suddenly lost your train of thought, but you have to act like you didn't. He had those moments almost like 10 times. It was kind of cringy, but he was still making sense. So, you know, I thought last night's win went to Biden, but, you know, Trump had some great lines. That dude is so entertaining, dude. Trump, he's so on all the time. And verbally, he's very sharp. I don't care what your political policies are. You have to admit that he's got some zingers, dude. He's got no facts. He's got no sanity. But he's got some fucking great zingers. Dude, he called the coronavirus the China plague. He called it the Chinese plague, dude. He's like, because he got criticized for calling it the Chinese virus. He's like, fuck it, I'll double down. It's a fucking plague. I think in the next debate, he's going to ramp it up even more and call it Chinkabola. That wouldn't surprise me, you know? And then in the third and final debate, he'll call it Ching Chong Cancer. You know, it's the rule of three. You got to keep escalating the joke until you finally, you reach the point where you can't go any further. And I think if he calls it Ching Chong Cancer, I think that's kind of exhausted the joke. But he's still got more hits left, I think. It was crazy, dude. There was the misdirects in the debate as well is fucking hilarious. Just because no one stays on track. It's just all about just not knowing an answer to just directing it to someone else, you know? Like Biden was saying, like, I have, like, you like he was saying, like, Trump, you called, like, all veterans losers. And I have a son who fought. And, you know, he won like a bronze medal or some sort of medal or whatever. And he's like, and so my son is not a loser. And then Trump was like, speaking of sons, how about your other son, Hunter, who was like bribed by the Ukrainian government? He just flipped it. He just started talking shit about Biden's other son. And Biden was just like, don't talk about my boy. He had a very grandpa moment up there when he was like, don't you dare talk about my son. But yeah, it's pretty much, you know, these debates are pretty much professional wrestling for old people. That's what they are. So there's no need to take them too seriously, right? The only thing that did worry me was, you know, the balloting, because there was a moment that was brought up where the moderator was like, "I need you guys to." Oh, before I talk about that though, the moderator was basically like, "Trump, do you condemn white supremacy?" Right? And I think Trump's exact words were, first of all, he tried to like deflect as much as possible. He was just like, "Well, listen. The problem is these Antifa people. They're very, very dangerous. That's where all the problems are." And the moderator was like, "Dude, just condemn white supremacy." And Trump's exact words, I think, were, "You got to stand down." And no. The moderator was telling Trump to say, like, "Can you tell white supremacists to stand down?" And Trump was, "Yes. Okay, listen, white supremacists, you got to make sure you stand by." Which stand by is not the same thing as stand down. Okay, stand down means to give up, to just drop it, right? Stand by means hold for a second, we're going to need you later. Completely different. When someone's on standby, it means they're going to come out later. It means we're going to use you later on, but just wait for now. So Trump basically put these white supremacists on the bench, like, "Listen, we're going to need you in the third quarter, all right? Kobe's getting tired out there, but he still has a little bit of juice left." But yeah, the one thing that did worry me was the balloting. That was an issue, right? Because from both sides, I kind of see the point, honestly, right? Like, the mail-in balloting, there is a huge opportunity for fraud, and there needs to be a lot of transparency for how they count up the ballots, because Trump was bringing up how, like, you know, if you have, well, both Trump and Biden brought this up, where, like, if there's an error in the ballot, people would just throw the ballot out, and that's fucked up, because if you don't fill out the form exactly in the right way, then your vote cannot count, and so if you're, like, a vote counter, you could pretty much sway the results because you could examine the ballots of the people that you don't want to win more closely, so you could throw out their ballots, right? So what Joe Biden was saying, he's like, you basically need an affidavit saying, you know, with your ballot that you just write, "I am this person and I want to vote for, et cetera, et cetera." And then that's, you know, even if you have an error filling out your form, that gets counted wrong. But Trump was just saying, like, listen, there's still a huge opportunity for fraud in the mail-in ballots. And, you know, mail fraud is definitely a possible thing. I mean, the fact that this is all still physically done and not digitally done is crazy, right? Like, how many times in the past 20 years have we had to recount elections? So many times, and it's changed the outcome. A lot of times it just flips the outcome totally. The fact that we're still using humans to count ballots, like one by one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Bro, in our daily lives, we don't ever do shit like that. You know? When's the last time you owned an item and you counted more than 20, above 20 of something? You don't. At that point, you just give up and you're like, "I need to find another way to do this." Right? But our fucking government is so technologically behind that, you know, voting online or voting like digitally is still not considered an option just because it's susceptible to like technological attack, like hackers and shit, right? But the thing is, dude, like, I think we should have invested in our technology to a point where that would have been a viable option at this point, right? And to say that, you know, our government has been on top of it is just not true. Technologically, our government is like 20 years behind. I wouldn't be surprised if like government buildings, you know, government employees, most government employees are still using Windows 98, okay? I'd actually be shocked that they're not using Windows 95. So, you know, it should be done digitally. Like, the fact that we still have to go somewhere and vote and we can't just do it through, like, an encrypted app or something is fucking ludicrous to me, right? People still think physically mailing in ballots is more secure. When, you know, there's still ways for that to, I don't know. So that was worrying. And then, you know, the big worrying thing was the moderator was saying, like, once we get our results, do both candidates, do you guys both agree to, you know, if you lose, to, like, allow the other person to step into office, right? Do you, will you accept your loss if it comes? And Trump was basically saying no. You know? He was basically saying, I wouldn't under certain circumstances, right? Which the certain circumstances are if he loses. And Biden was just like, yeah, I'll step down. So, you know, it would be interesting to see, like, if Trump actually does lose and he does contest the results, I can see things getting really, really hairy, right? Like, if he refuses to step down from the presidency, then what happens? Does the military have to remove him? You know? Do we just do recounts until the end of time? I mean, the timeline's already delayed. If we do mail-in ballots, they already admitted that we wouldn't get the results until a couple days, a couple weeks, even a couple of months later. And we're just all sitting ducks without a president. Which, I don't think it's, like, super... If we could operate years without a president, okay? I don't think it would be a problem. But, you know, the symbolism of it makes it meaningful for a lot of people. So, and it's just, like, a sign of how smoothly our government is running. So, yeah, it's, you know, if Trump loses and he refuses to get out of office, it'll be really interesting to see what happens, you know? A lot of people are freaked out. They're like, oh, civil war might break out. I don't think that's going to happen, right? Because, dude, I mean, who, like, what? So, like, the fucking liberals and conservatives are split apart, dude. All the liberals live in the city. All the conservatives live on farms in the Midwest. They're not going to fight each other. They're too far away, right? So, you know, I don't think there's much to worry about, and I honestly don't think Trump has the balls to, like, try to rile up his fucking supporters, dude. I don't think he has the balls to, like, actually go into like a war or anything like that. So, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the next one, dude. I love watching the debates, man. I love it. Right? Nothing of substance gets said. It's kind of like this podcast, right? No research, just talking out your ass. It's great. So yeah, that's kind of what I have to say about that. Let me see if I can talk about anything else before this podcast ends, just because in case some of you don't like fucking politics, I can talk about something else. God, I do want to talk about diversity, but there's, like, this whole other thing that goes into it. I might talk about that in a later episode. I'll do a bit for you guys just because, I'll do a bit idea. I haven't done that in a while, a joke idea. Let's go through my phone and see what there is here. Okay, this isn't a joke idea, but this is something I noticed. You guys notice, like, there's, like, really concerned, because just going in the line of politics, just because it's just going to be, like, a politics-themed episode. Dude, there are some Latinos out there that are uber-conservative. Like, they bleed red. I mean, everyone bleeds red, but they bleed the donkey, all right? I mean, the elephant. They fucking bleed red, dude. Like, I love Trump. Everything. It's so weird. I was talking this about with a couple of my Latino friends. They were like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Actually, my friend had a theory that it was like, basically, Latinos work so hard that, if anyone else is on welfare, they're just like, I don't get it. I have 3 jobs and work 18 hours a day. And you still need welfare? Fucking white girl in Brooklyn trying to be a writer for Variety? I'm paying you? My taxes going to you? No thank you. I also have my own theory, which is basically, you know, because it's weird that, like, if you're Mexican and, like, Trump wants to deport all of them back to, like, Mexico, it's like, why would you support them? I feel like all the conservative Mexicans, they're just people who want a free trip home. You know, they're just like, I really want to go back to my hometown, but I can't really afford it. So hopefully I can elect this Trump dude in office and he can get me a free trip back. That would be good. Yeah, but it's weird. I mean, I know some Asians like that too, which is so cringy, you know, just Asians who are just like, just fucking, I don't know. They try to be like white people and don't identify with their race. They talk about how, you know, affirmative action isn't right and how, I don't know, how, like, how they don't like black people and shit. I talked about this in the first episode, but yeah, I mean, it's strange. Anytime you see, like, a minority just going against their own interests. I don't know. I see, like, yeah, fucking Asians and Latinos, man. I feel like they're, like, the two most conservative minority groups. It's also, like, kind of troubling to see, like, the GOP. When you look out into the crowd and you see, like, the people supporting the GOP, it's, like, all white people, you know? And I think that, by its very nature, that's problematic, right? Like, how can you... Like, if anytime there's only one type of person or one type of race somewhere, it's weird, right? It's like, why, look at your party and ask why only white people support your cause. Could it be that you're really biased towards white people? So, that troubles me, right? Democrats... I mean, listen, I think the Democrats are rotten and they, like, you know, they just do the bare minimum. If that, I mean, they don't even reach that a lot of the time. But at least when you look out into the crowd, you see, like, a variety of colors. Right? Doesn't look like a fucking... the North Pole. See a little bit of brown, a little bit of red, a little bit of yellow. Got some diversity in there. So, you know, that's just how it should be with every party. Right? Get supporters of every type, every height. God, I love people, like, getting into political debates too. Just, like, really, really intense. Especially on Facebook. People trying to change each other's minds. Just escalating for no reason. I saw one person post, like, a status. He was like, I can't believe they let Biden go out there. And some dude immediately... was just like, wow, you're a fucking idiot. How could you think that Trump is going to be president? How could you vote for that guy? You're a fucking racist. You're a piece of shit. Just off the bat. And you know what the original guy meant? He meant, like, why would Joe Biden even entertain debating Trump? Because you know he's just going to be a jackass the whole time. But people are so just ready to pounce, right? You say one thing and it's just like, it just guns ablaze, man. So, yeah. Fun times, dude. This country is, I mean, listen, what you can do is you can, like, if you trying to look at the positive, it's kind of cool to live in this time, you know? Like, we're living in one of the craziest times in, like, the last fucking decade. This pandemic is going to be written in the history books, is going to be talked about for the next 100 years. And we're living in that time. And we're going through it. And if you survive it, it's like, that's cool to say, right? I survived a fucking pandemic. It's unfortunate, though, just because, like, if you say you survived a pandemic, it's not really cool to say while you're alive, because while you're alive, everyone else also survived the pandemic. If you could, like, you know, freeze yourself and then, like, you know, unfreeze yourself in 100 years and then tell people... in the future that, like, yeah, I survived a pandemic, maybe that would get you some fucking props. But right now, it's just like, well, everyone survived a pandemic, so not really impressive, buddy. That's crazy to think, man. Like, maybe, like, back then, like, I don't know, like, we look at, like, so many crazy shit now, like World War II, right? Just insane, bro. Fucking insane. We're just like, man, that time was crazy, and, like, if you fought in World War II, bro, you're a G. But maybe back then, people were like, oh, you fought in World War II? What else are you going to brag about? Fucking going to the grocery store? Get back to work. That would be crazy. Fighting in a war is just normal. It used to be considered normal. That's what people just used to do. They used to send their kids off to war. And there was no journalism overseas, so people didn't know how fucking horrendous it was. And then everyone just come back with PTSD and, you know, start murdering people. But everyone's like, yeah, it's just part of a young man's journey. Going to war really builds character. No, I think it just builds psychological scars. That's another reason why, like, dude, there's not going to be a civil war, okay? You think fucking liberals are going to fight, right? Those same people who are tweeting from behind a desk, who are complaining about, like, microaggressions, you think we're going to fight? You think millennials, right, who spend... Millennials and Gen Z, we spend 90% of our time trying to get famous on the internet. Every single one of us, okay? That includes me too. I'm doing this fucking podcast, right? You think we're gonna fight in a war? No, bro. If we fight in a war, we might lose followers, and that's not okay, right? More times in the war zone is less time creating online content, and that's what's most important. Hashtag blessed. So, yeah, I don't think we have anything to worry about. I've talked a lot of shit on this. I'm going to end this episode. And, I mean, treat for you guys, because 26 minutes long as a bonus? I mean, how fucking great am I, you know? And also the next day, dude, this podcast is on a roll. But listen, guys, if you enjoyed, remember to give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and write to me. All right, I will see you guys later. And, you know, next debate, fucking giving you the same coverage, dude. Just saying absolutely nothing. So, yeah. You guys, have a good one and have a good rest of your day.